the niggers call it lighter knots.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. What did y'all call the open place there in front of the fireplace?
We had dog irons. Mm-hmm. They called them dog irons. They were built kind of like that, you know. Mm-hmm. That was the front. That was in the back. In the fireplace.
What would you put on those dog irons there?
Huh?
What would you put on the dog irons?
That wood. Mm-hmm. Yeah, those lumber ends.
What did you call the open place in the floor there in front of the fireplace?
Was it the hearth? Yeah, H-E-A-R-T-H.
So it's hearth?
Hearth.
Hearth or hearth? I don't know how that's pronounced.
And
some people pronounce it hearth.
Did you have a thing up above the fireplace where you could put maybe a lamp?
No, but we had a closet right joining it.
A mantelpiece, you mean?
We hung our clothes in there. Every room had a closet. Except the living room.
Oh,
yeah,
what?
Mantel. I wish I had a fireplace to mantel in this house.
Yeah.
I love it.
Let's see. Can you tell me about some of the work y'all used to do on the farm?
Hmm.
Can you tell me, you said your daddy did some farming. Can you tell me about some of the work that you did on the farm?
What is some of the things that granddaddy used to do on the farm?
This is
granddaddy Sanderson. Your dad,
he had a little, we had about 5 acres of land, I think, 5, maybe 10 acres. But he'd have a patch of cotton, a patch of corn, sweet potatoes and Irish potatoes. And we had a fruit orchard, had peaches and apples. Plums,
scuppin' on,
and a big old persimmon tree out from the house, a little piece in the back. We'd eat persimmon like squirrels.
Didn't you have a scuppin' on, Abba?
No.
Didn't have one.
This old great uncle had one down at Five Points.
Did, you said you raised cotton? Can you tell me about some of the work you did raising cotton?
Well, we'd have a cotton sack and sew across our shoulders. The kids picked the cotton while Daddy went to work. Mother'd help us. And when we got out of school, we'd get that old cotton sack and sew it across our shoulders, go out and pick cotton. I don't reckon we made a whole bale. But Mother wanted cotton to make mattresses out of. And the corn we carried to the mill and had corn ground, meal ground.
Did you ever have to chop cotton?
Me? Yeah.
How'd you do that?
I just had a hoe.
Just chop around it?
I'd leave 2 or 3 little blades, cotton stalks, you know. That's what you do. You get the grass out of it.
Let's see. What else would you grow besides cotton? Did you ever grow vegetables? What kind of vegetables did you grow?
They had a big garden. Mother grew all kinds of vegetables. And on the fence row, we'd pick blackberries. We had another fella had land joining ours, and they had a fence row. So blackberries would grow on that fence, and we'd ever want to pick blackberries.
What kind of vegetables did you grow there?
The vegetables, Mother had beans, string beans, butter beans, radishes, lettuce, and English peas, onions.